This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Ramsey. Organizers of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics on Thursday agreed to hold the games without spectators after Japan declared a coronavirus state of emergency for the capital that will run throughout the event. The widely expected move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic and Paralympic representatives. Tokyo 2020 President Saiko Hashimoto told the briefing it was, quote, regrettable that the games were going to be held in a limited format, adding her apology. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says it's essential to prevent Tokyo from becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta COVID-19 variant spreads in the area. It's yet another headache for the Tokyo Games, which are scheduled to run from July 23rd to August 8th. Once seen as a chance for Japan to stand large on the global stage after a devastating earthquake a decade ago, the showpiece event was delayed by the pandemic last year and has been hit by massive budget overruns. The global vaccine distribution scheme COVAX aims to deliver 520 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to Africa this year, its managing director said, with supplies ramping up from September after delays caused by Indian export restrictions. She told a news conference on Thursday organized by the World Health Organization Africa region, the program has only delivered 25 million doses to 44 African countries so far, and she was not happy with the progress. In early March, Gavi, one of the organizations leading COVAX, had said the aim was to supply Africa with 720 million doses in 2021, but India later placed a hold on vaccine exports. This is VOA News.